Oh my God, it has been a while. I don't even know how to use this recording anymore. Wow, fast forward from the last time I've done this, we're probably coming up to 2 years. What has happened in those 2 years? Long story, how much time have you got? This is exciting. I've held myself accountable. Well, no, actually, I haven't held myself accountable, which is why we haven't done this. But I have been saying this for a long time that I wanted to get back doing these and express some maybe personal views, mainly trying to educate and help and support. Maybe some of the things I say might resonate with you and click at some point. We try to deliver positive message and do the right things or the right time. And it's like coaching, right? When you coach, one cue might work for someone, a tactile, visual, and other certain cues, but it might not work on someone else. So you need to find a different way of delivering that message. But I hopefully won't take up too much of your time today, but I want to start an interesting conversation. And I actually haven't done this on purpose in terms of timing, but it is with relation to the word that I put to dark cloud, and everyone kind of goes back in under their caves when we talk about nutrition. Just before you start getting this social media run through of everyone talking about this January diet and everything else, that we don't believe in that shit. However, before the world of social media gets plagued by nonsense, using this as an opportunity to come in and give you some positive vibes, some things to think about on how you can make those changes. And ideally, some of the things that I say to you, you might be able to do that straight away, rather than have the attitude of, oh, actually, I know I'm going to be social, I'm going to wait till January. Because come on, if you haven't woke up and smelt the coffee yet, you've been doing that for a long time and it hasn't worked, so let's try something different. But we want to talk about, or I want to talk about rather, and if you don't want to listen, then obviously this is a chance to turn off. But I want you to hear me out with regards to a few reasons as to why you might not be taking nutrition seriously, and then what you can do to come away from that or trying something different. And mainly it's because, in my opinion, that you can't make that connection between nutrition and your health, right? So everyone has their own definition of health, I guess. You know, there's fitness definitions, there's definition in a dictionary, there's definitions of each CrossFit gyms, there's definition of S&C gyms, small group PT gym. But think about what health means to you, and that could be some markers that you want to measure against, you know, whether it be body composition, blood count, all those things, right? But you have to identify what that means, and then now we can start to make that connection, how they work together. So asking yourself if you eat okay, or if your diet's, or asking someone else really, because it makes it more real, if your diet's okay, is like asking someone if your squat was deep enough or whether it was a power clean or squat clean. Like if you ask that same question, you kind of know the answer, but you're hoping that at least the person you're talking to or someone agrees with you, right? It does require a little bit of responsibility for your own health and well-being. Nutrition is not it is easy, but it's not as easy as it sounds. It's easy in the sense of if you're organized and you can have things under control, then it's easy. But it's how do you go from where you feel right now, where it's really, really hard with so much going on, and how do you make time for planning that nutrition? And you know that you need to address it, but you're like, someday I'm going to address it. But when that someday becomes never, you put it off, and it becomes harder and harder and harder. And for most of us, we kind of try and sort out our nutrition for a specific event. I know that sounds really sad, but you do. You think, oh, I've got something coming up, I need to think about, you know, that, or a wedding, you want to get into this for the guys, it might be, you know, you've got a shirt that you want to wear that you want to, don't want those buttons to pop. For a lady, it could be a long dress, whatever. I don't know. That's just me making up some stuff. Mainly also a holiday. But the thing that, I think the thing that motivates that change is when you look and you're like, fuck, I look like dog shit. Not to anyone else, like to yourself. Like you internally and externally feel and look like dog shit. And you want to make that change. And that's the kind of the point where you're like, I have to. And that's where you start to take that responsibility. And for some of us, that responsibility can be taken immediately. And for a lot of us, it's slowly, and that's fine. And I want to make you aware that slow progress is better than no progress. This is all cliche shit that you see people put on their Instagram posts. So, but some of that does come to light, right? You have to just make very, very small, subtle changes. Some people have the ability to make drastic changes, and whilst that works for some, it doesn't always work for others. So the first thing that you need to think about, and we've not taken nutrition seriously, is that you need to be responsible and you need to take responsibility for your own health. If I eat constantly like this, is it going to make me feel like this? If I continue to make these bad choices, how am I going to feel in X amount of time? Or how will I feel tomorrow? You might feel great whilst you're doing it, but same after. And I am someone who often goes through that. I personally struggle with food in terms of sugar. And I go through stages where I can completely cut it out, and I go through stages where I feel like I want more, and then I will say, no, I want one more. And I have that constant battle. But, you know, I'm not sitting here as in I'm in a perfect position. I'm also learning at the same time, even having done this for nearly 15 years. There's constantly always change about mindset. And for me, a lot of it is what's in between the ears. And if you can control what's in between the ears, you have full control of everything. So the first thing that we need to do, as I said, is to take responsibility. Now, the second thing is that you might not know how of how to take your nutrition seriously. And that's quite common for a lot of people too. You know, we often find people come into the gym and nutrition seems to be the biggest downfall for them. You know, they might say, I've been training for X amount of years, etc., but nutrition. Now, I do think that people cannot make the connection between training and nutrition either. I feel that people think if they train more, they'll look better. And actually, that's the complete opposite, and it's completely void. But I do understand how you feel, that if you don't know how, it's quite overwhelming, and it does seem like there's so many barriers and so many obstacles in the way. And for whatever reason, we've decided to make it very difficult to eat healthy in our day-to-day society. I remember a couple of, you know, in the past where I used to work in education and other places, I would sometimes I'd bring my breakfast in with me, or a second breakfast. I say a second breakfast, just another fucking meal, just normal meal. But it would often be something, I don't know, like avocado, egg, or on sourdough or something. And I'd often get people say, oh, that looks really healthy. I'm like, what do you mean that's fucking really healthy? It's just a normal bit of food. Like, if you think this is healthy, what the fuck do you eat? But we do make it very hard, because we're the first people to look at, you know, individually, if you look at yourself and someone eats something like that, you do say, oh, you're eating really healthy. Oh, are you on a diet? And it's like, why is there this perception that because someone has greens on their plate or something that is good for them is healthy? Why is it not just the normal day to day? But the industry, social media, there are a lot of thirsty influencers, let's say, looking to rob you blind of your money. But by doing, you know, if you drink this for 30 days or you do that for 30 days, now there's a degree to that where it's valid, right? If you can do something consistently and make a small change, it starts to build that habit. And that's the only reason why I would give that some confidence, is that if you can change that over that period of time, then you've start to learn a new habit and you're undoing things. But there's a lot that's associated with it that it's wrong, right? And often you don't know how is the second point, as we're discussing, but you often go back to, well, I'm not going to eat much at all, I'm going to eat very limited amounts of food. But the good news is that with the right or small amount of education, you can do it with ease, but it just requires a bit of commitment and it requires time. Now, you have to prioritize how important it is to you, because if it's not important, then you're wasting your time and you're always going to have that battle of seasonal changes through body and seasonal changes through eating. But we are, you're probably afraid to say that you don't have time, but you do. You've got plenty. It's just what you do with that time. How often do you find yourself watching something on traditional Netflix of, you know, a couple of, a true story, right? Recently, you know, we've moved and stuff and we had a bit of free time after doing so much DIY. When we sat down and we watched, I've seen it before, we've watched 22 seasons of Prison Break. Now, the other day I was having a moment, I thought, fuck, that is 22 hours of fucking wasting time. Now, even though that's the downtime and, you know, it's our own time together, 22 hours of watching TV is a lot of fucking time. It's a whole day's worth. Now, if you are someone who's strapped for time, could you use that 22 hours in a better way? You know, if you're someone that says, oh, I haven't got enough time to prepare this, I haven't got enough time to prepare that. But surely that extra hour is more important given the fact that you feel that you need to regain, or you don't know how to, but you want to know how to. So to regain that control, it would be better to give that half hour or hour to the things that you consume. But the attitude of trying to unlearn years and years of bad habits in 2 weeks and kind of just find like a PDF online or just copy what someone else eats doesn't, when is that going to just fuck off? When is that going to go away? When are we actually going to work? Like, you know, you, I dare say the C word of COVID, you've got your anti and you've got your pros, and a lot of stuff is coming out about that. I can't even believe I've just said that, so I didn't even want to bring that up. But there's a lot of people's views, and they woke up, they smelt the coffee of that, and they you know, how life has gone back to normal. Like, they've realized that. Like, how long is it going to take you to realize that you can't just copy what someone else does and expect that result? And you drink that ginger shot and you get that latte americano, frappuccino, mappiate, or whatever it is that you do. When do you, and you start meditating 3 hours a day and all that shit, and you get, you know, cold baths and all that. When are you going to realize that that isn't the right approach to take? And in fact, that probably pushes you even further away in the goal that you want to achieve, because you can't sustain that. Anyway, what you can do from needing to know how is a small amount of education. So whether that means that you work with someone who's done it before and works with someone, and I'm not talking about people that do like show bikini competitions or male competitions in terms of bodybuilding, things like that, but maybe work with someone who has been able to change people's lives in terms of their habits and the way that they have been eating. And if there's someone who with a weight goal, because we always assume that someone with a weight goal, they want to drop weight, but also there are people that just want to learn more about their body and realize that they want to use food as fuel and perform better. So there's different ways that you can do that. But learn from that person. If you want to, you can read about it. There's plenty of, we have more availability, we have more access to anything in the world than we ever have in the past. So now is the time to, more than ever, if you wanted to, you could learn about it. And that then becomes knowing how, but also trial and error, but with the open mind that there are going to be things that you get wrong. And that's okay. You don't have to start again. You just continue. There's no like end date to this. I don't know why, and the industry does this, but whenever we start to get back in, or we want to think about getting in shape, or we've got a goal, the goal, the time associated with that goal is so that you can measure and it keeps you engaged. However, if we use a training goal, for example, whatever training goal that might be, let's even the easy example of training 3 times per week. And we set that for a 3 month and 90 day period. That 90 day period doesn't mean at the end of 90 days, like your life is complete, the world is done, there's nothing more to achieve. You have so much more ahead of you in time that keeps going. And that's the same with nutrition. Yes, we have this, right, in 90 days, if it's a scale that we want to say, we want to see a change in food, we want to be eating these protein things. But after those 90 days, it continues and it just doesn't stop. It's a continuous movement. I'm going off a little bit here, but anyway. So let's recap. The first one is taking responsibility of your own health and well-being. And the second is you don't know how, okay? The third thing is quite sad, actually, is that you thought you was. Some people don't actually know that they're not eating healthy, but we think, and sometimes, you know, I fall into it, so it almost should be obvious. I won't mention any names, but a long time ago, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, around that, we had an individual come to the gym and we were doing a nutrition challenge. And the challenge, I believe, was to make sure that you ate your body weight in grams as a minimum for the day and everything else and whatnot. And any sugar that you had, I can't remember the challenge exactly, but any sugar you had equated to 5 burpees. Everything you made and ate had to be fresh, something along those lines. And lady individual came in and was like, we're talking about it, went for it at the end of the class and that. She's like, yeah, I had like 3 cookies this morning. And we're like, what? That means you've got to do 15 burpees. She's like, well no, they've got protein in them. Now, whilst there might be a very small amount of truth depending on the ingredients, probably not the type of protein or the food source that you want to be getting your protein from. So it does go back down to the education, and sometimes people don't actually know. In her eyes, she was eating healthy, which honestly fucking blows my mind still to this day. But when was the last time that you had, if you fall into that category where you think you was, and sometimes that takes a little bit of self-awareness and you know, realization. But when was the last time you had any real information on nutrition? For most of us, that probably was back in school. That was probably if you chose to study that. It might be if you've got children, they do things at school, but that's at a very, very basic level, you know. Years and years ago, you probably remember this, that they told you that that carbs were bad for you and that you shouldn't have them. So I think that's when the whole like Atkins and stuff came out and whatnot. But the carbs are great; they're your main energy source. You need them. So when was the last time that you educated or re-educated yourself? And I'm not talking about like just scrolling through a TikTok or scrolling through an Instagram post and stuff. Like, when are we going to go back to the old school way of like picking up a book, reading about it? Even if you go on Google, type it in, I want to learn more about nutrition courses, what does protein do, what does carbs do, etc. Why can't we go back to learning that? I'm curious. I mean, I'd love for you to give me feedback on why we don't do that. You know, if you're new, if you've never been on this platform before, and you haven't got our information, email us info@crossfitharrow.com. Let us know. Send us an email. Give us a call. Send us a Facebook, Instagram message, whatever it might be. But we think that we're eating properly, and we get to a point where we've identified that we're not. Okay, so and that's okay. There are a range of professionals, you know, that want to help, but when it comes to crunch time now, of you understanding now that you thought you were and you're not, and we need to make that change. There's a common thing that, I mean, in my experience that I've seen, I'm sure a lot of other professionals would agree, that we tend to opt out and try and do it your own way. And whilst, you know, whilst some people can do that, most of us need that support. So in the short term, why could you not work with someone to help you just get you over the line? And once you're over the line, boom, it's all yours. You can take control. But we don't want to be keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect the same results. Some of these things I've said, you've heard so many times, especially over the last few years. But the next reason, let's say, that we think that we don't take our nutrition seriously is we think it's too much work. And it's crazy, right? You as a listener, you might be the type of person that stays after work and carries on doing more work, or you've got something due for tomorrow. whatever happens, the world will continue. It's not going to stop. When you think it's too much work, like, you're willing to stay behind at work. You're willing to do, you know, some of you do 2-3 sessions at the day. You might come to this our gym here at CrossFit Harrow, but then you might go to another gym in the morning or the evening or whatever your routine is. So you have got the extra time, and doing more work for something that you don't need to do, you've achieved the fitness part. You can attend the fitness part. You can tick those. But we think it's too much work to sort out nutrition. All it needs is a requirement of organization. But you can organize a holiday. You can organize your social life. You can organize you're going to have to be here at this time. You can organize that you've got to meet this person and do that. But that's not too much work. Why can't we organize what we should be taking with us on a day-to-day basis if we're out of the office, if we're, you know, away from home and we're in the office? It is easy to grab things on the go, but when you grab things on the go, you usually make very impulsive decisions. I know that if I'm not prepared in terms of where I'm going or what I'm doing, within an instant, I will crave, and I've done it, and I still do it to this day. I will crave chocolate and I will polish off a full bar of dairy milk without questions asked. And then I'll sit there almost thinking, well, all I needed to do was just have it, just be better prepared. That was it. That as simple as that. But if you don't prepare for the thing for your day, you are going to find yourself in that position. However, working with people for over the last 10, 15 years, and also, you know, the experience that I have personally with food, is that if you do have that constant, I've got food that tastes good and it's my food, you're never going to find yourself having those cravings, because it's all going to be incorporated. And a lot of that stuff doesn't need to be cut out. It just needs to be managed. So for example, in my personal experience, I will still have my glass of wine, my chocolate, but I will have that built into my week, and I will also make sure that most of the time, this is not all the time, obviously, most of the time, it's within reason and within the portion size that I need for that. But if I'm going to have my dinner, as an example, and have 3 glasses of wine, well, I'm massively over-consuming and it's probably unnecessary. But if I had 1 glass of wine, it's not the 1 glass of wine that's going to make me fat or unhappy, it's or whatever measurement that you use, but 3 glasses all the time will. 1 once a week isn't going to make that difference. That's not the reason. But 3 regularly is going to be. If you're someone who's a social drinker, a Friday night, a Saturday night, add drinking at home during the week, a glass here, a glass there, that's where it adds up. So organize your week to know, right, I'm going to spread this out. I don't need to have 7 to 8 glasses of this or pints or whatever it is in one day. How about if I was to have some structure to my day and I knew that I needed to eat 3 or 4 times a day, but those, I wouldn't say necessarily social events, but those, let's say if we use alcohol, that was spread out. A glass of wine here on a Tuesday night in my dinner, a glass of wine here in my Friday night at the end of the week, blah, 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 and maybe possibly a small glass on Sunday. Like, there, you're still living and experiencing things that you like to do without the sacrifice of having to feel like you are literally, going through this complete midlife crisis where you're cutting everything out. That's not what I'm saying. So it's not too much work. You just need to be organized, and that's just the brutal kind of realization that stop talking bollocks. It's not too much work. Just become organized. You're already organized in certain personal lives. In certain parts of your personal lives, you just need to transfer that over. Which leads me on to, there's an element of us that enjoy moaning about it. I need to lose weight, I need to do this. We want this balance of good food and good social life and everything else, but we love to fucking moan about it and why we're not doing it. And we know exactly why we're not doing it, but we just don't want to do it. You can look at it this way as an example. You might be an individual that undereats, and that's very common for a lot of people during the week. They will undereat. You are, when we speak to people that come in where we try to build them a fitness plan and start their journey with us, you know, we ask for breakfast, and a lot of them will say, I don't eat breakfast. So already, if as an example, you're a male or female, and you're supposed to have 2,500 to 2,000, well, not if you're a male or female, you're supposed to have one or the other, right? There's no if about it. You're either going to have 2,000 or 2,500 calories a day. Now, that's probably going to equate to between 400 and 600 meals, 500 meals, depending how many meals that you have, and obviously whether male or female. But if you don't have breakfast, let's say you're minus 500 already. So lunch then becomes something that you overeat with because you're starving from breakfast. And some people don't even have a big lunch. They might just have like an apple. You're like, how the fuck do you wake up, not eat, go to work, interact with people, do your work, think about this in terms of like performance or productivity, eat an apple for lunch, and then come home at 4 o'clock, 5, 6, whatever it is, and then you have your food. So already you can see that we under eat throughout the week, but then come the evening time, that's when we sit down and things start to slow down, and we're like, chocolate, crisps, snacks, whatever, alcohol. And that can happen without you realizing 3, 4, 5 times a week. And if you were to calculate, even if you just done that on a Saturday and Sunday, 52 weeks in a year, 2 days a week, if you decided to just do that, that's 110 days of your year. I think works out to a third or just under or over slightly of not working towards where you feel like you want to be, or what you want to be, or how you want to feel, whatever. We go nuts at the weekend. We eat way more than we need to, but we don't during the week. So why can't we have the balance and not moan about it? What if we could just explain that to you? What if we could just coach you through balancing your food, balance your social life, and you can still enjoy the things that you like, rather than us look at it and think, oh, fuck, you know, I'm 10 kilos overweight, I need to do this, I need to do that, blah, blah, blah. If we'd done the simple things, we wouldn't have anything to moan about, and we might start taking action. And leads me into my next point. We might then not actually be scared of achieving it. Maybe a lot of us, there's an element of us that some of us might feel that we're actually scared of achieving it because you'll have nothing to moan about. Now, for most of us, we have a misconception that there's an ideal weight, shape, image, or whatever it is. But my question to you is, how long will that be important to you? How long will that be valid for? A week, after your holiday, a summer, and then what? But also, you've got to remember that this is why the word balance is just thrown everywhere, but it has so much weight to it because you've got one life to live. At the end of your life, you don't want to be that person that regrets the fact that in their 20s or in their 30s or in their 40s, they starved themselves because they wanted to look like this or they wanted to look like that. Why can't we do a little bit of everything, but a little bit of everything and a lot of life, rather than doing a lot of nothing and getting nowhere that we want to be and how we want to feel and all those things. I'm going around in circles in a little bit. But what if you change your mindset and you look for happiness within you and what fulfills you, and whether that's from work and whether that's through your fitness program and stuff, you still want to eat good foods, but you and the things, you know, that are deemed not so healthy. But taking control of our nutrition makes things a lot more enjoyable, in the fact that if you have if there's a mental side to this, a mental approach, a psychological approach to this, you're going to be in a better position to fulfill, to enjoy those things with a sense of fulfillment, as opposed to like filling voids because it makes you feel better. I hope that kind of makes sense. And part of the reason is why we're actually scared of achieving it, because we think we have to cut back on the things that we like. But we're cutting back, not cutting off. We're not removing everything to eat healthy. This is why it goes very much goes back to the thing we said at the beginning, like, what does it mean to eat healthy for you? If you can establish that, then things are going to be very, very different. But the biggest mistake you'll make is completely removing something that you're used to eating, go cold turkey. Now, that's valid for a lot of people, but not valid for all. It can work both ways. I haven't worked it out yet, but there is a personality type to this. And there's certain traits that people can do this, but you have to experiment with food. One of the things that we do, especially I do when I work with people in nutrition, is I give them a lot of option. Now, some people say, oh, this could be analysis by paralysis, or paralysis by analysis, but you have to find out different foods. You have to find out what they taste like, because if you always eat the same foods, whilst there's again, truth in that, and that will work for you, that works for me, but you have to experiment with so much, because you need to learn what you like and you need to learn what you don't like. You need to learn how long something takes to cook. You need to learn how something takes to repair, because then you'll think it opens your doors or opens to yourself to so many doors where you have so much more choice, and then you can start to enjoy it. Because I think the thing that we think is that it has to be boring, it has to be fucking dull, but it doesn't. It can be absolutely fantastic, but you need to have a bigger footfall, let's say, of the foods and ingredients and mixes together, so that you can build the ultimate plate or the ultimate choice of food for you to have. So it's for some, but it doesn't work for majority. My point that I was trying to make is that your biggest mistake was that you'll be completely removing something you're used to eating, going cold turkey. Now, for some that does work, but for majority, it doesn't. There's that kind of old saying, is that when you know you can't have something, you want it a little bit more. Well, not a little bit more, you want it a lot more. So the way to approach that is reduce the intake of the things that don't support your goals and increase the things that do. So remember, you're not cutting off, you're cutting back. There's no out. Don't cut off, you're cutting back, reducing those things, not cutting them off. So lastly, to close, this has gone on longer than I expected to. It's good to be back. It's probably why I've kind of waffled on for a little bit. But if you have been thinking about making a change in your eating habits, and if you can do that now, right, don't wait till January, because you're bigger and better than that. You're more mature than that now. You're middle-aged, in your 30s, 40s. Obviously, I know that middle-aged isn't 30s. Neither is 40s, but I'm just giving different categories. You're someone late teens, different story, because you're still a little bit immature in the sense of making food choices. Not everyone, probably going to offend some people here, I didn't mean it in an offensive way, in terms of you've got other priorities, you've got so much that you want to do socially and things like that, and still finding you as a person. Generally by your 30s, 40s, you're going to be more established in your career, personal life, those things. That's where I'm getting at. But of any age, it doesn't matter. If you're more mature than waiting until January. You've seen that shit before, and you're not going to fall for that again. Okay. So if you're that person that wants to make that change, make your own list right now. Make a list of your reasons why you should start eating, dare I say it, more healthily than what you're eating now. Find out what that health means to you. Whether that's because you want to see your markers of your cholesterol want to change, you want to see blood pressure, all those things are related to food. It's just not fitness. So fitness is a massive part. They go hand in hand, but if you can improve your nutrition, fitness becomes a lot easier. But if you're the type of person that thinks, oh, I'm going to train more, I'm going to come 5-6 times, I'm going to do double sessions because I've got an aesthetic goal, I'm going to tell you now, stop, that doesn't work. You are just running yourself into the ground, and one day you're going to think, fuck this, can't be fucked, and you're going to go completely teetotal the other way. Or you're going to be that constant person who has that carrot dangled in front of them, chasing, chasing, chasing. You've got blinkers on, you can't see anything else around you. And you're going to be that person that constantly pays to go gym. You're going to be that constant person that's out on the weekend socializing in this pursuit of trying to find happiness from an external thing. When actually, if you got a lot more under control through the foods that you eat, you could just generally have a better balance, because you can do a lot more with control. Anyway, so make that list, find out what that is. And equally, on the flip side of that, make a list of the opposite. Make a list of the reasons why you shouldn't. Have a list of the negatives and positives. And have a look at them and go, why? Compare them. Why would you want that as versus that? Why would you want that versus that? make that list, compare them, take those steps, whatever steps you need. If you need help, there's a lot of help out there. Just make sure that the help that you get is from essentially a reliable source or a reliable person rather than someone just posting something. Find out if you're looking at something on the internet, find out where that source has come from. If it's with regards to someone, maybe talk to the people that they've worked with in the past. Find out from them how they've helped them, okay? But it's everyone has their own personal circumstance, personal situation. So get ahead of the curve. Start to take nutrition a little bit more seriously because it will help you in all aspects of your life, not just from a fitness and a very personal perspective in that sense, but performance, the way that you think, the way that you feel, the way that you move, all those things are going to help or just improve through slight changes. And remember, not everything, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's progressive. It's something that doesn't finish, but it's progressive and you can continue make progressive and realistic movement towards the outcome that you want. Thank you for your time. Until next time, we'll see you soon.